Like domino, the Masechta Shcholim is Nageya to Pashas Kisisim. Torah gives a special mitzvah that you're supposed to collect the machzta shekel from everybody. Everybody has a chiyah to give a machzta shekel, half of a shekel, and you give it kedain that we should buy kabonis with it. There's a chiyah once a year to give a machzta shekel. Now the Mishnah starts off that the echod the adar on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar is mashmiya malashkolim. We go around, we machriz mashmiyim, we let people know that there's a mitzvah to give shkolim. So the Korban Eder on the top on the left side says, the echod biyada mashmina ashkolim means Bezdin, shochim b'chol ori Yisrael. Bezdin sends around people to all the cities of Yisrael, umachriz and telling everybody, shiaviyu shikleim, you should start to get ready to start bringing your machza shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. V'loma b'yechod biyada mafosh b'gemara. Why do we start exactly on Rosh Chodesh Adar? That the Gemara will explain. But a special about Rosh Chodesh Adar is that Bezdin goes around telling everybody to start getting ready to bring Yishkolim. V'yala Klayim. Who are din? The Machra that told people to watch out for Klayim. Klayim means if you have Klayas Royim, two different seeds growing together in Eretz Yisrael, there's an issue of Klayim. So some of us shall learn that this goes on even before you plant. If you have your jar of seeds, in the seeds itself, you have to make sure you don't have a claim of seeds. Like you don't have two different vegetables in the same pot that you're going to plant them together. So a claim here means check out your seeds beforehand to make sure you don't have claim in the seeds. That's what he also learns. A claim means machrizen sheyamayet hazerim. Check out now the seeds that you have. Hazero achar atzla yishoye boi roi v'kav l'sorm. So if you have a sorm, let's say you have wheat or seeds, a whole sorm, so you have to make sure you don't have other type of vegetables in that also. Now the Chiddush Midrash is like this by Klayim, that before you plant it, the seeds itself are both mutter. So Midrash, if you have a seed falling into two seeds, it'd be bottle bereiv. So really, if you have, let's say, a wheat seeds, and then some cucumber seeds fall in there, it would be bottle bereiv Midrash. But Midrabana, they said, though, it's not bottle, unless you have roiv akav, 1/24, that's the shear that it's not bottle Midrabanan. If you have more than one, if you have less than 1/24, then it's bottle even Midrabanan. But if it's more than 1/24, that's a roiv akav, a quarter of a kav, in a sor is 6 kavs, so that's 24 times, then Midrabanan it's not bottle. So the kids on Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to start checking out your seeds that you're going to plant. Make sure you only have wheat seeds here, and you don't have other vegetables mixed into these seeds, because either when you go to plant soon, you should not be planting klayim. The Rambam learns, no, it's going on klayim itself. If you have your garden growing, you have things growing, you have to start checking out what's growing by you on Rosh Chodesh Adar to make sure no klayim is growing. Because if you do have klayim, if different vegetables are growing next to another, you have to uproot the other seed. Uvechamisha Saboy, on the 15th day of Adar, is Karanes HaMegillah B'Krochim. That's the mitzvah to lay in the Megillah, where? Not that we do in the open cities, but in the Krochim. A city that has a Mukav Chayma, that has a wall around it, from Yemais Yeshua, those cities have to lay in the Megillah first on Chamishosa, on the 15th day. So the reason why the Mishnah talks about the 15th day, that the Megillah is read for the Krochim, and not talking about Yudalid, the normal Purim that we have, is because the Mishnah doesn't want to tell us all dinim what happens every day of Adar. It only wants to tell us the special things about the 15th day, like it continues on. All these next things were done special, Chamishos, so the 15th day of Adar. So rather it says that the Krochim, people that are living in a city that has a wall around it, they also land the Megillah first on the Chamishos. What's Magayat was, the rest of the things is, that Omasakna Mesadrochim. Bezdin goes around then to try and fix up all the roads. The Esar Rechavis, the bigger streets, is throughout the winter, the roads got broken, chopped up, so now it's after the winter ready, it's Chamishosa Ba'adar, they go out to try and check out, fix up the roads. He says in, the roads that got broken throughout the winter, Bishvil Eli Regolim, why do we do it now? Because soon it's going to be Pesach, and we want the people to come up, Teru Regal, to come into Eretz Yisrael, so to fix up for the Eli Regolim, we start now on Chamishosa Ba'adar, fixing the roads. Inam, another pshat is, he has Bishvil HaRoitzchim, Bishgog HaKinasiv, Tochen L'Chua Derech. That if somebody kills somebody, Bishog, he goes to the Orem Miklut, so the Pesach says, Tochen L'Chua Derech, prepare for him the road. That means not only does it mean put out signs that he should know where the Orem Miklut is, but you have to fix up the roads also. Make sure the roads are safe and are smooth, So you have this inyan to fix it up on chamishos piyadu. V'yas mikvoyis hamayim. Who are then the mikvoyis? If they got ruined, too much water, too much dirt went into it, or the water went down, you don't have aboyim, so you used to check out these things also now. Question also, before a yomtiv, before Pesach, they start using the mikvah, so they checked it out on chamishos piyadu. V'yosin cold sarchi rabim. Anything but negate to the rabim, that you have to check out, they start checking it out on chamishos piyadu. And the Gemara will say, what are we meisiv? What is the Mishnah saying more that we didn't say yet? That cold sarchi rabim, anything that's negated to the city, you start taking care of it on chamishos piyadu. Or mitzayonim esak forus. If you have a meis, somebody with a kever, somebody was buried there, you have to make sure that there's a tzion on top of the kever, because the kahanim should not walk over it and become tummy. So usually the tzion was that on top of the meis, on top of the kuram, they used to put lime there. Now throughout the winter, the rain would wipe away the lime sometimes. See, after the winter now, they want to check out again, make sure the lime is on top of the kvaris, that the Kahanim should know not to step over the base of kvaris, not where a mace is. Like either the Mitzayon of the kvaris, Shlo Yehilu Aleim, you should not walk over them. HaKahanim, or else V'yosit Haris, somebody that are noig in Tyrus. V'hatziyun, what is that? Hu Shemamachim Sid, used to shmir down on it some lime. V'shoim Chim Oisei Sovav HaKevrim, that put it all around the kever. V'yomoyisak Shom Hoyo Asid Nimuach, throughout the winter, the rain made it go away. Nimuach, melted away. V'sorach lachlo sainoi. Now, after the winter, you have to again make the tzion, make the on the kvaris. Make again the lime all around the kever, that the kahanim should know not to walk by here. There's a basic kvaris there. There's a kever there. V'yoytzim afal aklayim. And chamish osur, that the bezdin sends out shluchim to start to check all the fields to see if klayim is still there or not. So even though the beginning of the Mishnah said that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's mashmiyim al ashkolim v'yal aklayim, that means, a mashmiyim means, Bezdin Sam used to tell everybody, like, be careful now, there's nis aklayim, check out your fields. But Bezdin first let you check out your fields. When did Bezdin send somebody to check out the fields? That was done at Chamish Asa. On the 15th day of Adar, that's when Bezdin sent out Shluchim to go around to all the fields of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, and make sure nobody has klayim growing. And if they'll see klayim growing, there's an inyan to uproot it. You have to take out the klayim. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. So now I want to go back to the first part of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah said what? That B'yechud Ba'adar on Rosh Chodesh Adar is Mashmim Alashkolim. That's when Bezdin used to send around Shluchim to tell everybody to get ready to start giving Yishkolim. So the Gemara, V'loma B'yechud Ba'adar. How come Rosh Chodesh Adar? Why they pick this month? Why don't do any other months? Why Rosh Chodesh Adar? So Gemara says, Kidei Shiviyu Yisroel Leshikleim B'yonosim. Today the Klai Yisrael should bring the Machsa Shekel B'yonosim at the right time. And the right time is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Like we'll soon see, you say this like this. We'll soon see here, we have Sukkim here, that it went like this. The Kabonis by the Vesa Migdash, they used to buy them from this Machsa Shekel. Everybody used to give the money, and used to put it into a special Lishka, and they'll make a Trumas HaLishka, they would take out some money for it, and that money they set aside to buy the new kabonis. Now the halacha is like this in the Beis Hamikdash. The money up until from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan was like one time. The money you got now, you buy kabonis at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that money can be used throughout the whole year. When it comes next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's like the new year for kabonis. You have to buy new kabonis. A korban you bought last year before Nisan, you cannot use in the Beis Hamikdash after Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the time you have to buy new animals now for the base, for the Kabonis. So Melo, if they had to buy new animals now, they had to have money. So Melo, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when they made the Trumas HaLishkam. They took out the money from the Machsa Shekel, and they started to use the money to buy the new Kabonis for the new coming year. So therefore, we have to make sure that all the money got to the base of Migdash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because they that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now they'll start taking out the new money and buy the new Kabonis. So therefore, we want to make sure the Shkolim get there in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why 1 month before, 30 days before, we start telling the people, get ready to start bringing your Machsa Shekel. Start getting to bring it. Like it says, B'yonosin, the Korban Eidim, V'zmanon Koridim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You should get there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kidei in order, Shechonon Litroim Trumas HaLeshchem. That they should be able to take out a truma, take out the money from the leshka, the big like warehouse, where they had all the money in. Shemimenu loichin kabonas atzorchi yashona. From that money now, they took to buy new kabonas for this year. Habor for this new coming year. Menisim v'ela for Meshchodesh Nisan and on. Because any korban you bought from before, you can't use anymore. Once it comes Meshchodesh Nisan, you have to have new kabonis. V'lachach, therefore, mashmiyim b'yechud b'yadish shloishim yom kodim. Therefore, we tell everybody 30 days in advance, start getting ready to bring your shekel to the Beis Hamikdash, that I should be there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Bayit Mar says, V'titroim truma taleshcha, today that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they'll be able to take out the truma. The truma means you have this like this big warehouse, or we'll see later on, these bigger buckets, where they kept the machzor shekel, and now they took out truma, they took out money from it, a percentage of it, to use to buy new kabonis. Mina chadosha from the new money. Now, at its right time. It's like repeating itself now. We want the money to be there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Today they'll be able to make the truma at its right time. What is the right time? The Yechud B'Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So in order the money should get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's why 30 days in advance we start telling people about the mitzvahs Machzor Shekel. So he said, Truma Talishka, who had truma, that's what we separate, Shetormi Min Alishka. We take out of these, whatever those barrels of, we'll see later on where they stored the money. All the money, the Machzor Shekel used to come, used to put away in a lishka. Question means a special house, a special room where they stored the money. We'll see later on where they stored all the money when the Yidden brought it. But when the money came with the lishka, now when Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they opened up the lishka and they took out money to start using to buy the new kabonis. That's called the truma. They started to take out money now from this lishka. So in order to make the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you had to make sure the money was there already. So that's why 30 days in advance we start to tell you bring the money. So the Mara Umar Rabbi Yishmael should be really Umar Rabbi Yishmael. Yisham is Losh and Umar means Umar. But it means Umar Rabbi Yishmael. Umar Rabbi Yishmael means Umar Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael said, Rabbi Yishmael ba Rav Yitzchak. Truma Salishcha Kitchilosa. The reason why we do the Truma Salishcha on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first time Klai Yisrael did a Truma Salishcha. The Pasuk says in Shemais, Vayhi b'chodesh rishon, b'ashonu ha-shenis, v'echod l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. Heis on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when they put up the Mishkan. Heis the second Chodesh Nisan, after you went out of Mitzrayim, next year, that's when they put up the Mishkan. For Tani Allah was learnt on a braisa, that b'yoyim shukam ha-mishkan, the same day that the Eden put up the Mishkan, boy b'yoyim nitrima ha-truma. That day was the day they took out the Truma Taleshka. So you see, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bezman, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the second year, that's the first time they made a Truma Taleshka. So since the first year was done, every year we do the same thing. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when we make the Truma Taleshka. And he says, Kitchilasa, Kimai Shoisa Truma Rishoina, Bishoa Shukam HaMishkan, at the time they put up the Mishkan, Shoisa Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at that time was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Kain Ladurus, on all the generations Nami, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Maschinon Litra Minachodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the first day now we start using the new money to buy the new kabonis. What? It's a room that they store the money. I thought when the Yidden first bought the Machzor Shekel, they put it into the Lishcha. Usually Lishchois means special rooms. We'll see later exactly where they put the money. Yeah. So they made a truma from that room. They took out the money now to start using to buy the kabonis. Rabbi Tovi, Rabbi Yashia, B'Shem Kana. Some have to eat something. Some say b'shem Rav Kana. No, he said like this. Nema the pasuk says nema chotchei, v'nema lahalan chotchei. It says two times chotchei. Is ma chotchei shenema lahalan ein moinim elaminisin, av chotchei shenema kan ein moinim elaminisin. The two times it says chotchei, but just like by the first thing, by the first mitzvah, it says. And here it's talking about a chodesh hazel lochem rosh chadoshim was Nisan. You see, the Torah calls Nisan a loshin of lochotshei. And later we'll see by the korbanos here, by the korban of rosh chodesh, at the end of the korban it says milvad oilas haboiker. It says zois oilas chodesh bechodshei lochotshei hashana. Now this is the korban on Rosh Chodesh that you brought. That says a loshin zois oilas chodesh. This is the korban oil of Rosh Chodesh lechodshei for its month lechodshei hashanim for the month of the year. That says a loshin lechodshei. We don't know which month of lechodshei mean. So we learn out here from Mitzrayim it means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's what we said. Chodshei and chodshei means Nisan. So again, nema kan chodshei over here by oilas Rosh Chodesh. But nema lahalan by Mitzrayim there it says chodshei. So ma chodesh like the chodesh zelachem Rosh Chodeshim meant Nisan. Shinemal Alan ain't Moinim Elaminisin, Av Chodshe Shinema Khan ain't Moinim Elaminisin. So that's how you know that what the Trumas Alishcha has to be from Nisin. Is Omer Rab Yoinah says, Sovik Rab Tovi Rosh Adamas Nisin, Vyoma Sefer. Rab Yoinah is saying, Rab Tovi, all you brought down was the end of the Brysom, but you did not bring down the beginning of the Brysom. So he says, Dal Kain. In other words, you did the wrong thing. Loi Kain, Tony, the Gerson about him. It's not the right way. You should have brought down the ratio of the Brysa, because here we need the ratio of the Brysa to explain it. The ratio, the beginning of the Brysa sounds like this. The Tony. The Pasuk says, by the Midbuch of Ches, Zois Oilas Chodesh, this is the carbon Rosh Chodesh. You bring, only bring on Rosh Chodesh. The Chodshoi says here, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoi. This is the carbon Rosh Chodesh you bring at its month. Bechodshoi. Yochel, I would think, Yeterim b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. Maybe every single month you make a new trumas halishcha and get the money to buy a new carbon every single month. Talmuloyim, the other pasuk says no. Lechodesh says Talmuloyim b'chodeshoy. It says zois oilas chodesh b'chodeshoy in a special month. Yochel b'zoy yeterim b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. Maybe every single month you should do it.
I skipped something. What's it?
Zois oilas chodesh v'chodeshoy. Yochel yeterim b'chol chodesh Talmuloyim b'chodeshoy. Lechodeshoy hashonim. That means b'chodesh echad hu torim l'chol chodesh hashanah. That's the drosh. It says zayis erlas chodesh b'chodeshay l'chodesh hashanah. Now this is the month for the whole year. Has one month you make a truma. You take out the money that you use that money for the whole year to buy the kabbonis. Is yochel I would think the eiza chodesh sheyirtze. Maybe any month of the year you want to. I'll be one month of the year. You have to make a trumas halishcha. Take out the money from the lishcha now. And from now, start buying the kabbonis for this year. How do we know which month you have to do it? Nema kan chodshe. Here the pasuk says, Zois oilas chodesh, v'chodshe l'chodshe hashon. It says loshen chodshe. V'nema lahalan, by ha-chodesh azeh lochem. Roish chodoshim, it says they're also chodshe. Is ma chodshe shenem lahalan. Just like over there, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The pasuk says Chodshayim is ein moinin elam Nisan. Just like over there, the Rosh Chodesh, the first month of the year, is called Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Is af Chodshay shenem makan ein moinin elam Nisan. Here also, the pasuk says, "Zos olas Chodesh bechodshay lechodshay hashana." From one month of the year, you have to take out the money to buy the new kabbonis. Which month of the year does it mean? Lechodshay means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So for this pasuk here, Lechodesh Hashanah, we know that the Trumas Halishcha has to be done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why our Mishnah says that V'echad B'Adar, 30 days in advance, we start telling you, get ready to prepare yourself to bring the Shkolim, the Mas Shekel that should be by the Beis Hamikdash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kedein Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they'll be able to do this mitzvah of the Trumas Halishcha. My mashmien, what is the mishnah mean loshen of yechod bi'ado mashmien? What does mashmien mean? Is rafuno ama machrizen. It means they give announcement. They tell, they give a clap to give out announcements. Machrizen, you tell everybody. Heich ma diat omet, just like it says in the posik. It says in the posik, divrei yomim, vayitnu ko b'yehuda v'yushlayim. They gave out a curl, they gave out a newspaper, a curl, a voice. Everybody should know about it. That there's a mitzvah to bring the matzah shekel. So this pasuk says, "Vayitnu koil b'yudu b'shlayim lohavi l'Hashem matzas moish ever Hashem v'haynu hashkolim." That's what happened over there. Ishma mina machrizin al hashkolim. That's a pasuk. There's such a thing as a machrizin. Right? You have to tell everybody, give out a voice. Everybody should know about it. That there's a mitzvah. Start getting ready to bring the shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara Tanam Tanin, we learned, means we learned in Gemara Megillah. That ain't bein ada horishin liada rasheni. There's no difference between ada rishin when you have an ibriyo, you have an extra month. So we have two chadoshim of ada. So there's no difference between the first chodesh of ada, like this year. There's no difference between the first chodesh ada and the second chodesh of ada. Ela mikra megillah matanas levyonim. Only that we learn the megillah the second ada and the matanas levyonim has the mitzvah sapurim on the gate to the second chodesh. But otherwise, everything else is the same. Rabbi Simo b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi af shimu ashkolam uklayim b'neim. He says no. He adds to it also that like our Mishnah says that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Bezdin tells people about the shkolim and they tell people to watch out. But the klayim is also a difference. That in a case like this year, they have 2 months, two chadoshim of Adar. You don't have to announce it the first Chodesh Adar. You have a right to wait till the second Chodesh Adar. On the second Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when Bezdin announced that there's a mitzvah to give the machzah shekel, and that's when Bezin announced that people should start watching out about the klayim to make sure no klayim is growing in your gardens. So this next gemara, the Goyin takes out, doesn't really belong here. We have it as Bechelboy, Rav Huna, Rav, the Shema Bechia, Rabba, Hakel Yoitzim, Beyudalit, Shuzman, Kriyosa. We'll get to a gemara later, we'll soon see. It means that he holds everybody's Yoitzim, Yudalit, on Purim. Yudalit, Adar, if you lay in the Megillah then, even if you're a Ben Krach, that really the people that have this Chayma wall around their city, the Zman for them to hear the Megillah is Tezvav, the 15th day of Adar. He holds Rav Chelboy that if they hear it on Yudalit, they're also Yoitzim, the Megillah. As even though there's a man for them, Tezvav, that's if they want to. But if they want to, they could also be Yaitza and Yudal. That's his din. That's not in place. Doesn't really belong here. Belongs later. He also, the Kabbalah also says, Loi Gassinu, the Gersa should not be over here. But Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, V'yoyis. That means, Shafa Karmen. He agreed that you said very good. The Shemu Ashkolu Muklayin Einem Ela B'Sheni. He agrees very good what you said before, that this din of al-Mishnah, that Bezdin tells everybody about the Shkolim and about Klayim, does not apply to Rosh Chodesh Rishon, Adar, but it applies rather to Rosh Chodesh Sheni of the second month of Adar. Why? He says a svara. Klum amru mashmim ala Shkolim, why is there such an Indian Bezdin tells people to start preparing yourself to give the Shkolim? Like today, she reveal Yisrael ashiklayim b'yonosim. Today that Yidden should ready bring the money in its right time, that Baruch Chodesh Nisan, the money should be in the Beis Hamikdash. Is Imat Omar, the Adoration, if you can tell the people on Baruch Chodesh Adoration, that 60 days in advance, at Kedoin, up until Baruch Chodesh Nisan, is Bishosa Shishin Yoimin. You have 60 days of the year to go yet. And the Chodesh Pshat is too long, people forget. You start telling them 60 days in advance, they'll say, "Ooh, we have so much time to give it. I have plenty of time." They won't do it now. It's like you're wasting your time. People won't prepare themselves to give the shkolim. So there's no inyu to announce it 60 days in advance. So the svar is that you want to make sure the money should be there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 30 days is plenty, and don't do it too much in advance, because they won't take you serious then. So therefore, the svar, don't do it the first month of Adar, but do it the second month of Adar better. And the same thing by Klayim. Klum amru yoitzim alfala klayim. Why does Bezdin now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, go around to check the klayim, see if you have two types of vegetables growing together? Loi kidei shiyu atzmochim nikorim. That they want to wait until the tzmochim, the growth, on niki, you could tell it already. Whereas they planted the year right after the winter, they plant. And now Rosh Chodesh Adar started to grow a little bit already, so they could tell if you have two different types of vegetables growing one next to another. Is imoy mirat the adoration? If you could tell to check on adoration, at kedoin end of the kikin. If they go out that time, it's too small. They won't be able to tell if it's klayim or not. It's kedai to wait to the second month of Adar. Then it grows a little bit more, and then you'll be able to tell looking at them is it klayim or not. So about it's a svara not to go out on Rosh Chodesh adoration, but to wait till Chodesh Adar Sheni. And it says, Ad Kedoin, Adain Yesh Pshan Akkadim Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shishim Yoin. For Lom Yekdim Akokach, why should you announce the Shkolim 60 days in advance? And who are them by Klaim, Ad Kedoin, Inu the Kikim, Adayim Atzmochim Dakim. The growth, the vegetables are very small. The Einom Nikorim, you can't tell them later to know Imhem Klaim or not. So rather the Svaris wait until Chodesh Adar and then go out to check on the Klaim. And that's when Bezin makes the announcement that people have to start getting ready to give the shkolim, give the machzah shekel. Today it should be by the Beis Hamikdash in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan that they can make the Trumat HaLeshna. More Rabbi Chizki Yoshua. Rabbi Chizki asked the shayla in the Beis Hamikdash. He came and asked the shayla like this. Meyato b'nei bovel mashmiya mal ha-shkolim meroysha shokheruf. The Kuruf, this is the svara. That why are we saying Rosh Chodesh Adar? That people should have 30 days in advance to prepare themselves to bring the machzah shekel. That's good for people living in Eretz Yisrael. 30 days is enough for them to bring it. What about people living in Bovel? They live far away. They also have a mitzvah to give the machzah shekel. For them, it's going to take more than 30 days to get to Eretz Yisrael to bring it. So the Chura for them, the people in Bovel, you start announcing for them at the beginning of the winter. Hey, Meiroi Shel Shokharif. At the beginning of the winter, you start announcing for them that they should bring the machzah shekel. And now Mishnah's mashma that there's one time for everybody. Only B'yechud B'yad, mashma for everybody, even in Bovel. But the Chizkiya, what's going to be about people in Bovel? Kormen says miyata. The ikat tamach rozik they shviu b'yonoso and dafto him came lama mashmiu mashaklein b'yader ho yeshlem lavio kodem mashchedesh. Yes, God, Mereshkar Shacharif, Pocket Rusha. Fe Devor, Shrichim, Bene Bobel, Lashmiya, Bresh Shacharif, Leshavil, Yushlaim, Bresh Kedish Nitzan. People living in Bobel, since so far away, for them we should announce the beginning of the winter, because they will get there in time for Shkedish Nitzan. So the word Loy, not supposed to be Gurus, this part of the Kasha, Mereshkar Shacharif, Kidei Shiavil, Yisro Shiklaim, Yenosam, Fe Titzram, Trumat Aleshram, Minachadosh, Bisman of Yechad Benitzan. That this is all part of his kasha. That this is sad. That we should announce for people living in Babel on the beginning of the beginning of the winter, that they should be able to get their shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash in time. That by the time Beis Din makes the truma of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, their money should also be there. So that's the Chizkiyah's kasha. Do we have to announce in Babel earlier or not? Does our mission apply all places, even in Babel, only Rosh Chodesh Adar? Or no, should we do for them early at the beginning of the winter? So hey, Sir Rav Ula, Rav Ula like answered. Kumi Rabbi Mona. Rav Ula answered this question in front of Rav Mona. They said like this. For Taninon, we learned. So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. For Taninon, B'shloisha prokim b'shana tarmim mesha leshra. 3 times of the year, Bezdin goes to this leshra, goes to the special room where they put all the maksa shekel, and Bezdin takes out the money 3 different times of the year to buy kabana throughout the year. B'freisa pesach. Freis means like here. There's 15 days before Pesach. Price usually means there's an inyan of 30 days kodem Pesach that you start learning Hilchos Pesach. So half of that time, half of 30 means 15 days before Pesach, as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the first time Beis Din makes the Trumas Aleshra. The Price saw Tzeres, 15 days before Sukkot, before Shavuos also Beis Din makes the Trumas from the Aleshra. And the Price Sachag, 15 days before Sukkot, that's how it works out. That's in Rosh Hashanah, but that's how it works out, right? Is also they make the truma. Is so chura they do it 3 different times. Is omale neimer. Let's say like this. Ilan dekrivim bepreisa pesach. For the people that are close to Yerushalayim, they'll get the shkolim there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For them, we make the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ilan derechayim. The people live far away. Bepreisa teres. We wait till before Shavuos to make another truma, in order that their money will first get there by Shavuos. Vilon the Rechaikin and the Pimenhoin and the people even far away, people like in Bavol, live very far away, before Sachag. And that's the reason why we'll make another truma first later, before Sachag, to wait till near Sukkot to first make the hafroshes of the Leshkar. So, Chura, you see that even though people first get the Shkolim there much later, it's also a right Lechura. So this would be a teretz to our Mishnah, that really you only have to announce it just Rosh Chodesh Nisan. All over the world you announce Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's when people start bringing it. So the people that live in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, live close by, they'll for sure get it there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Beis Din will make its first truma. Either people living further away, good, they won't make it for Pesach, they'll make it though for Shavuos. And the people living further away, Beis Din will first make the truma later by Sukkot. So here it's enough just to announce it by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Omele answered back, no. Kula ki yechod hibo. Really, mitchila, everybody is supposed to have their shkolim there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I'll tell you no. So Kaveda learns like this. Kula ki yechod hibo. Sarech kol hashtosha truma sartem Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Really, Bezdin and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they took out the money from the lishka l'tzarech the whole year. The ikud truma was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'yashto hoyibo mimkoymas rechokim. Even though the people did not bring their money, didn't get there yet from the people living far away, less lombard doesn't bother us. Why? Shetermim ala gova v'alosid ligvois. This is Gemara's, we'll see later on, that Beis Din has the right, like, to lay out the money for the shkolim, for the people that didn't make it yet. Beis Din lays out the money now, and later when the people bring it, like, they take their money for themselves. But right now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all the money that's supposed to be used for the kabbonis should be here. And the money that didn't get yet, Beis Din themselves is termined ala osid ligvois, on the money they will get later on. So it's not true. Really, the Ikka HaFrosh is only on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, to Svara, the money, as much as possible, shall all be here by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So maybe Chizkiyah was right. Maybe then, for people living in Bavel, it's possible to say a Svara, you should announce to them at the beginning of the winter, today that the money should get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why do we say it 3 times of the year, Beis Din makes a truma? They take out the money from the lishka. If you're telling me now, the ikkar time to take out the money is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so how can we do it another 2 times later by Atzeres, by Shavuos, and they do it again by Sukkot? Why do they do attack another 2 times? So I'll tell you the reason why they do it another 2 times.